WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Heavy rain spurred major flooding in areas of northern Jersey Tuesday, trapping dozens of motorists and residents who needed to be rescued by emergency responders. Authorities in Bogota used a military-style Humvee to rescue a driver and his elderly passenger from a car that was trapped by floodwaters. More than 100 people were rescued from an industrial park in Fairview. Parts of Routes 1 and 9 between Newark and Jersey City were closed, and a tornado warning was issued for eastern Burlington County. Bill Cosby will serve his 3 to 10 year sentence at a brand new state prison in the Philadelphia suburbs. The $400 million prison opened 2 months ago. The 81-year-old Cosby, who was convicted of drugging and molesting a woman in 2004, is being housed in a single cell near the infirmary. He'll be allowed phone calls and visits and will get a chance to exercise. Governor Murphy may soon face a lawsuit from three outdoor organizations over his decision to ban bear hunting on state lands. Cody McLaughlin of the NJ Outdoor Alliance says leaving the bear population alone will lead to increased interactions between bears and humans.
The hunters that are going out there are harvesting bears for a specific biological outcome that's backed by some of the best ursine biologists in the country.
He says bear hunters are still paying for the upkeep of state lands through sales taxes on their hunting equipment. A man is dead after being hit by a car in Brielle, and the driver charged has been identified as a Belmar doctor. Monmouth County prosecutors say the victim was walking on Route 71 in Bradley Avenue when he was hit by a Nissan Versa driven by 57-year-old Dr. James McCowan. The doctor is also charged with driving with a suspended license. The investigation continues. It's 5 years in prison for a Woodbridge man for the armed robbery of two Rutgers students and for threatening a juvenile detention officer. 18-year-old Najee Hall was arrested last November for robbing the students in New Brunswick, and then he was arrested again in July for making terroristic threats while in custody at the Middlesex County Juvenile Detention Center. An original musical that debuted Tuesday is inspired by the opioid epidemic tightening its grip on New Jersey. Anytown from George Street Playhouse was crafted through interviews with prevention specialists and recovering addicts like Angela from Toms River.
It doesn't matter where it leads you, how you feel, who you hurt, as long as you can just be numb.
The musical is expected to reach a total audience of 50,000 people at schools throughout the state.
WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.